The Christine McKenzie Memorial Kit. This brief document was written at Domaine Ecodynamic Research Foundation in 1992, based upon research done by Z. Charnot in 1977. Christine McKenzie died in Scotland in 1977. Due to a less than effective welfare system, Christine was able to feed her young child while she herself starved to death. Domaine Ecodynamic Research Foundation produced the Christine McKenzie Memorial Kit in memory of Christine and all others in the present and in the future who will have difficulty feeding themselves. However, while Christine's hardship was a feature story on the BBC, possible solutions to her plight were of little interest to the media at the time. Perhaps times are changing. Domaine now offers two possible versions of the memorial kit. Listed below are the contents of each kit. These could be made available to families and to individuals with low or fixed incomes and environmental refugees. These simple, inexpensive kits, often made of recycled goods, and their instructions and demonstrations could be made available through food banks in every community. In operation, a person can feed themselves and can even generate an income by feeding others. Version 1 requires the following: 2 cardboard boxes, one which will be considered the planter box, which contains a gravel and soil with a few inches to spare at the top, and a second cardboard box, slightly larger in base but shallower, to contain the planter box, and this is referred to as the drainage box, and 2 plastic bags, example garbage bags, to cover the boxes to prevent leakage, 1 bottle and cap, example an empty bleach bottle. Invert the bottle, puncture the lid, and insert a longer piece of tubing. So 2 pieces of tubing are required, 1 small piece to insert in the planter box to allow drainage from the planter box into the drainage box, and a second larger piece of plastic tubing to insert into the bottle to create a nutrient drip system from the bottle to the planter box. 2 clothes pegs are also required. 1 controls the flow of nutrient dripping into the soil, attached to the longer piece of tubing from the bottle, and the second clothes peg is to position the long piece of tubing from the nutrient bottle by securing the tubing to the planter box without closing it off. A mixture of soil is required, a mixture of peat moss, planting soil, sand, perlite, and vermiculite, which sometimes can be bought pre-mixed or can be bought in separate bags and mixed together, gravel, or a good supply of peanuts, the shipping insulation used by shipping companies. They need to be cleaned with boiling water. And a good supply of seeds, mung beans, soybeans, alfalfa seeds, herbs of various kinds. You also need a good supply of clean water. And finally, phosgen, 1 teaspoon of phosgen nutrient per 10 liters of water supplies all the minerals and salts required for plants. For version 2, you need old nylons, as many pairs as required, preferably beige, each cut into 4 pieces, making 4 separate containers each. Elastics to tie off the ends of the containers, also used to hang the containers in a drainage box. A cardboard box in which to place or hang the containers. Plastic bag, again a garbage bag, to cover the box to prevent leakage. And a good supply of water and phosgen, as in version 1. If you are interested in more details about how to feed people, especially healthy food, in these times of upheaval, please contact us. Thank you.